弟兄姊妹平安，可以听见吧？
Peace be to brothers and sisters.
我们还先有点祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Father God, we praise you.
你确实是天地的主。
Indeed, you are the God of heaven and earth.
你也是创造宇宙万物、主宰万物的主。
And you are the Creator, the Lord of all.
你配得敬拜，配得赞美。
You're worthy of worship and praise.
配得感谢。
You're worthy of our thanks.
并且你是有你荣耀旨意的。
And then you have your glorious will.
你在我们身上所存的意念是何等的高，何等的荣耀，何等的大。
Your thoughts for us are great and glorious and big.
我们需要你启示，也需要你说在我们的心里。
We truly need your revelation and that you speak into our hearts.
我们仰望你今天使用这一点的时间。
Lord, we look to you to use this time together.
叫我们都被你自己遇见。
That Lord, truly we each of us will meet you, Lord.
叫我们都被你摸到。
And that we will be touched by you.
我们仰望你打开天上的窗户。
Lord, we turn to you that you open the heaven for us.
倾倒你的话，也倾倒你的圣灵。
That you pour out your word and pour out your spirit.
触摸每一颗心，把我们带到你的宝座前。
Touch each and every heart and bring us to your throne.
叫我们被你自己所吸引。
That we will be drawn by yourself.
说的、翻译的、听的，都被你第一手的遇见。
Whether it's the one who speak, who translate, or those who listen, that truly we would meet you face to face.
你做超过我们所求所想的工作。
That you would do what, beyond what we expect and what we can think of.
好，叫我们真实的被你得着，也真实的敬拜荣耀归给你。
That truly we would be captured by you and that we would really worship and glorify you.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
This we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我可以分享我的圣经哈。可以看见哈。那我们先读希伯来书第二章，从第三节到第十节。
We'll first read Hebrews chapter 2:3-4.
我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
How shall we escape if we have been negligent of so great a salvation, which having had its commencement in being spoken of by the Lord, has been confirmed to us by those who have heard?
神又按自己的旨意，用神机奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
God bearing besides witness with them to it, both by signs and wonders and various acts of power and distributions of the Holy Spirit according to His will.
我们所说将来的世界，神原没有交给天使管辖。
For he has not subjected to angels and the habitable world which is to come, of which we speak.
但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。
But one has testified somewhere saying, What is man that thou remembers him, or son of man that thou visitest him?
你叫他比天使微小一点，视他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理。
Thou hast made him some little inferior to the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, and hast set him over the works of thy hands.
叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既叫万物都伏他，就没有剩下一样不伏他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他。
Thou hast subjected all things under his feet, for in subjecting all things to him, he has left nothing unsubject to him, but now we see not yet all things subjected to him.
唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩，为人人尝了死味。
But we see Jesus, who was made some little inferior to angels on account of the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, so that by the grace of God he should taste death for everything.
原来，那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全，本是何以的。
For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make perfect the leader of their salvation through sufferings.
在这里第三节提到说，有一个这么大的救恩。
In verse 3, it speaks of so great salvation.
那这么大的救恩带来的结果呢，是领许多儿子进到荣耀里面去。
And the result of this so great salvation is to bring sons to glory.
那这个进到荣耀里面去的这些的儿子呢，他的特征呢，就是他是能够接管将来的世界。
And these sons that are brought into glory will be able to reign in the world to come.
而且呢，是能够让神哈将万物都伏在他的脚下。
And that all things will be subjected to the feet of the Lord.
那这是一个荣耀的结局。
And this is a glorious conclusion.
那这么大的救恩，它到底多大呢？
So this great salvation, how great is it?
那这个是在，这是应该在前一章告诉我们。
This is spoken of in the previous chapter.
因为时间的缘故，我就不详细读，但是我会把那几个点告诉弟兄姊妹。
Because of time constraint, I would not be reading that chapter, but I would mention the points to brothers and sisters.
所以这么大的救恩，就是神借着他儿子在十字架上所完成的救赎，他恢复了什么东西？
It is the finished work of the Lord on the cross, and what are the things that he recovered?
第一个就是恢复对神的敬拜。
First is the recovery of worship to God.
第二个呢，恢复神的宝座，不但在天上，也在地上。
The second is the recovery of the throne of God, not only in heaven, but all on earth.
第三个是恢复神的国度在地上，如同在天上。
And the third is to recover the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven.
第四个，恢复神创造的，神永远的旨意。
The fourth is to recover the eternal purpose of God in creation.
同时也是恢复神的义在所有的这个被恢复的人身上。
And also to recover the righteousness of God in those people who are recovered by him.
第六个就是带来世代的转换，就是从今世要带进来来世。
And then to recover the coming in of the coming age.
那第七个呢，就是使神的仇敌或者基督的仇敌成为脚凳。
And the seventh is to make the enemy the footstool of Christ.
这个是在希伯来书给我们看到，这是希伯来书的作者告诉我们，我神这么大的救恩在我们身上会发生什么事情。
This is what the book of Hebrews show us, what's the result of that so great a salvation.
但是我们如果回到创世纪第一章呢，你发现神在人还没有犯罪以前，神已经把他恢复的工作已经隐藏在 创世纪第一章第二章的话里面。
But if we go back to Genesis, we would see that God has hidden His recovery plan there in Genesis.
好，我们再读一下创世纪第一章的二十六到二十八节。
So let's read Genesis 1:26-28.
神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。
And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over the whole earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth.
那这里有一个管理这个。
Here, it talks about dominion.
这个呢，它的原来的意思呢，是将什么踩在脚下，或者它是征服的意思，或者是打碎的意思，或者是那个有权柄的管制的意思。
To have dominion means to rule, to subjugate, to dominate, and to put under your feet.
所以这是一个，这是神造人的时候，神给人的托付。
When God created man, this is something that God gave us a responsibility to man.
27节，神是照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
And God created man in his image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them.
这里他的形象就中文。他其实这个是讲，这个是原来原文是用神自己的形象，或者说基督的形象。
In the Chinese it says him, so in the, but in the original it says image of God.
28节，神就赐福给他们，又对他们说，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the heavens, and over every animal that moveth on the earth.
神要得着的不是只有一个人，神要得着许许多多的，许许多多，所以他增养众多，甚至遍满地面。所以神要得着许许多多的器皿。
God does not only want one person. He wants all, a lot of people. He wants a lot of vessels.
所以这些的被得着的呢，他都有这个管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的行动活物的权柄能力。
And all who are captured by God would have dominion over everything.
所以这里就是说，它的结果就是是把与神所造的万物能够带回到神的面前。
And so the result is to bring all creation back to God.
那同时也是恢复这个治理，这个治理这个字也是征服的意思，就是使地在神面前能够照着神创造地它该有的功用能够被恢复过来。
And then to recover this dominion, it is to gain back the whole earth unto God.
好，那我们再看第二章第八节啊。
And then we look at chapter 2:8.
耶和华神在东方立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
And Jehovah Elohim planted a garden in Eden eastward, and there put man whom he had formed.
第十五、十六、十五到十七节。
From 15 to 17.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。
And Jehovah Elohim took man and put him into the garden of Eden to till it and to guard it.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃。
And Jehovah Elohim commanded man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou shalt freely eat.
只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest of it, thou shalt certainly die.
我们再看第十八节，耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
And verse 18 says, And Jehovah Elohim said, It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate, his like.
然后21节，耶和华神使他沉睡，他就睡了，于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。
Verse 21, And Jehovah Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon man, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up flesh in its stead.
耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
22. And Jehovah Elohim built the rib that he had taken from man into a woman and brought her to man.
那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
And man said, This time it is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.This shall be called woman, because this was taken out of a man.
因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
好，我们看创世纪第一章、第二章的刚才那几段圣经。
In the verses that we have gone over in chapter 1 and 2 of Genesis,
可以说在这里呢是告诉我们神要把他的国度或者把他的权柄能够借着人带到地上来。
God wants to give his kingdom and dominion be brought to the earth by men.
那在伊甸园呢里面有四条河，其中第一条河呢就会有金子、珍珠跟红玛瑙。
In the first, there will be four rivers, and in the first one, there will be gold, pearl, and precious stone.
那这个金子、珍珠跟宝石呢，就是新天新地、新耶路撒冷建造的材料。
And these gold, pearl, and precious stones are the materials.That builds the new heaven and earth.
所以也可以说神在创世纪一开始就告诉我们他其实不光是创造人他要建造一个新天新地或者说用启示录的话说 要建造新耶路撒冷。
So God already here showed that now he wants to create a new heaven and new earth.And in the language of Revelation, it's the New Jerusalem.
那在创世纪第二章呢，神也借着为亚当造夏娃，是预表神为他的儿子基督能够预备心腹。
And also in Genesis 2, through how Eve was created out of Adam.God showed that he's looking for a bride for his son, Jesus Christ.
好，那这是可以说这是神他恢复工作的结果。
This is the result of God's recovery work.
那创世纪第一章呢，就告诉我们神他一开始就说神起初创造天地。
In Genesis 1 tells us that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
但是第二节呢，马上是一个相反的结果，就是地是空虚混沌，月面黑暗。
But then in verse 2, it seems like a very opposite situation is described here. It says the earth was empty, was waste and empty.
那是不是说神创造的天地就是空虚混沌，月面黑暗呢？
Does it mean that the earth that God created was it waste and empty?
我们可以看那个以赛亚书四十五章十八节。
We can look at Isaiah 45 verse 18.
创造诸天的耶和华，制造成全大地的神，他创造坚定大地，并非使地荒凉，是要给人居住。他如此说，我是耶和华，再没有别神。
It says here, for thus said Jehovah who created the heavens, God himself who formed the earth and made it, he who established it, not as waste did he create it, he formed it to be inhabited. I am Jehovah, and there is none else.
所以这个空虚混沌，或者这里讲的荒凉，都不是神原先创造的一个现象。
So the waste and emptiness, that is not the way God created the earth.
那可以说这是有这个撒旦的权势，抵挡神的权势，在那里造成的这个后果。
This is the result of an opposing force of Satan.
那我们看到哈，这空虚那就空无一物的意思，虚空的意思。
So this empty means this, it's nothingness, it's vanity.
那混就是它是一个是一个毁坏的是一个没有价值的。
It is valueless, formless.
那在这里提到这个，所以这是一个非常糟糕的一个情况。
So this is a very bad situation.
那这里在黑暗这个字呢，有更多的意义和形容。
Oh, and then this word darkness have more significance and description.
它是来自于退后的意思。
It means going backward.
那它黑暗当然是有黑的这个特征。
Of course, it is dark.
但是它也有痛苦。
But there's also misery.
它有毁坏。
And there's destruction.
它有死亡。
And there's death.
它也充满了无知。
There's ignorance.
而且是忧愁。
And sorrowful.
而且是邪恶。
And wickedness.
所以这个是一个黑暗的光景。
So this is a condition of darkness.
一般我们提到黑暗，我们只觉得它黑，但是你不知道这后面有充满了这些黑暗的特性在那里面。
A lot of times when we talk of darkness, we just think of just it being dark. But here, it shows us there's all this characteristic of darkness.
那但是呢，神就在这一个他所造的地，或者说他所造的这些呢，完全被毁坏的情况底下，神他就行动开始恢复的工作。
So amidst this condition of destruction and darkness, God began his work of recovery.
我再跟弟兄姊妹提醒一下，创世纪第一章、第二章所说的是在人犯罪以前。
I want to tell brothers and sisters again that what is said in Genesis 1 and 2 is before the fall of man.
那当然人犯罪之后，神做恢复工作，他的原则也会在这个，在这一章神恢复的工作的方法和原则是类似的。
And of course, even after the fall, the recovery work of God maintains similar principle as what is said here before the fall.
所以这两章神的这个恢复的工作呢，神恢复工作的方法和原则呢，其实它是贯穿全圣经的。
So the method and principle of recovery in the first two chapters permeates the whole Bible.
但是神很智慧的，就把它集中在这个创世纪第一章、第二章。
But God, full of wisdom, condenses it here in chapter 1 and 2 of Genesis.
所以如果我们明白了，或者我们知道在神面前，就是说神是怎么做工，或神什么心意呢？ 那我们在神面前寻求神，或者是在神面前要得恩典的，应该是有路的。
So if we understand God's heart and His way, then we know in our pursuit there is we know the way of pursuit.
好，创世纪第三第二节就显明神恢复工作的第一个方法就是神的灵运行，或者神的灵运行在水面上。
So the method of God's recovery is shown here that the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water.
那这里这个时候的这个水面上，这个时候这个水面是充满了死亡的。
Here, the face of the water is full of death.
但是呢，是神的灵运行。
But it is the Spirit of God hovering.
所以这就是神的灵做工。
So it shows us it's the spirit of the of God working.
所以也可以说是在我们很多我们像我们蒙恩得救哈，在我们得救的那个时间或者是那个关键的时候，我们可能知道的。但是呢，其实神的工作呢，是远远在我们还不知道的那一个不知道多长的时候，已经在那里工作。
So.A lot of times we realize the work of God at the moment of our own salvation. But actually, God's Spirit has been working way before that moment.
那在创世纪第一章给我们看到的这个恢复是物质的恢复，这个算是个自然界的恢复。
The recovery here mentioned in chapter 1 is the recovery of the physical aspect of the earth.
但是事实上属灵的恢复是同样的原则在恢复的，同样的方法跟原则。
But similar method and principle applies to recovery of spiritual things.
所以第一个神的工作是圣灵的运行。
So the first work of God is the moving of the Spirit of God.
那你看这个原文运行这个字呢，至少可以让我们知道有四方面的意思。
So this hovering or moving of the spirit, there's four aspects of the
spirit. 第一个意思就是震动 vibrate.
The first one is to vibrate.
所以也可以说是神会感动，我们可能不知道神在感动，但是圣灵会做感动的工作，会震动的工作。
So the Holy Spirit will do the work of vibrating and moving.
那第二个面呢？就是像母鸡孵小鸡的那个工作 ，brood。
The second thing is brooding, like a mother hen brooding over the little chicks.
所以许多时候啊，神，我们看了一个神的工作出来呢，他可能是已经经过一段时间的孵育的工作，然后才产生的。
So when the work of God happened, actually it has gone through a period of brooding.
至少像我们知道母鸡孵小鸡应该要21天吧，对不对？
Because we know that at least it takes 21 days of brooding of the mother hen.
所以圣灵在我们身上工作，这个有许多的方面是我们不感觉到不知道，但是它是像一个孵育的工作。
So there are many aspects of the Spirit's work that maybe we're notkeenly aware of because it is like the brooding of the hen.
第三个方面是释放。
The third is to have release.
那第四个方面呢，就像直升机在空中盘旋。
And the fourth is just like a helicopter hovering over in the sky.
所以其实我们不知道神在看我们，但是呢，他确实是我们在他面前都是赤裸敞开的。
So maybe we're not aware that the Lord is looking over us, but actually we are totally naked before Him.
所以我们其实如果神开我们的眼睛的话，我们在神面前是没有地方可以躲的。
So if the Lord opens our eyes, we would realize that we cannot hide from Him.
这个特别在诗篇139篇整篇的那个诗篇呢，非常明显的告诉我们那个实际的经历。
Especially in Psalm 139, it speaks of that experience of how we cannot hide from him.
所以第一个神的工作方法就是神的灵运行。
So the first work of God is the Spirit of God hovering over.
那第二个呢就是神说话。
The second is God speaks.
神说话跟人说话不一样。
When God speaks, it's very different from man speaking.
人说话像我们现在在一个资讯很发达的这个环境里面，这个许许多多的话都从我们耳朵或从我们这个经可以遇到的时候都碰到，但是可能在我们身上呢不产生任何的有效的结果。
This highly environment, developed environment that we're in, maybe there are many words or voices that come across us, but we're not listening to them.
但是神说话是说有就有，命立就立。
But when God speaks, what he speaks would happen, what he wills happen.
那这跟我们有什么关系呢？
So what does it relate? How does it relate to us?
那就是说，我们需要成为一个能够听见神说话的人。
That means that we have to be one who can hear when the Lord speaks.
不是光我们可以看见这个字面上这个圣经，神还可以借着神可以向我们说他要说的话。
Not only are we just looking at the letters in the Bible, but that we can truly hear if the Lord speaks to us.
像这个在新约哈，用神说话最少有两个字，一个是 Logos， 一个是 Rhema。
In the New Testament, there are two words used of when God speaks. One is Logos, and one is Rhema.
那这个 Logos 呢？它整个集中的是为耶稣基督做见证。
The whole purpose of Logos is to testify of our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是 Rhema 呢，它就把基督的一切的实际和丰富呢，就把我们带进到那个实际里面去。
But Rhema is to bring us into the fullness and richness of Christ.
所以 Rhema 的话，但 Logos 和 Rhema 通都是从天上来的。但是 Rhema 的话 你听到这个话的时候，天好像向你打开的。
Of course, both Logos and Rhema are from the heaven. But when you hear Rhema, it's like the heaven opens up to you.
所以而且 Rhema 呢是圣灵把那个要听话的那个话呢，这个说出来给那个听话的人。
And Rhema is the work of the Holy Spirit. He speak that word to the person who is should be listening to it.
所以 Rhema 的话呢，是它不但是有声音，而且它同时有圣灵的那个无限量圣灵的那个同在和工作在里面。
So Rhema comes in a voice. And it also comes with the presence and work of the Holy Spirit.
而且呢，那个出于 Rhema 的话呢，没有一句是不带着能力的，它是有神的权柄和能力在当中。
And the Rhema comes with the power of God.
而且呢，听到 Rhema 话的人呢，他会扑倒在神的脚前，就是他会扑倒在主的脚前。
And the one who really hears the Rhema would prostrate before the Lord.
那特别是像彼得在这个路加福音第五章，主耶稣告诉他去把船开到那个水深的地方去下网这个打鱼。
Like when the Lord tells Peter in Luke to steer the boat to a certain place in the water.
然后呢，主是告诉他说，你要多下几个网。那但是呢，彼得呢，他呢，只下了一个网。
And the Lord tells him to let down a couple more than one net, but Peter only did let down one net.
那但是彼得就说，因着你的话， 那个话就是 Rima 的话，所以我下一个网。
And Peter said, because of your word, and that word was Rima, I let down one net.
那就是那么一个网，他可以说彼得并没有完全的顺服，但是呢，这一个局部的顺服呢，就已经让彼得呢打了两船的鱼。
And even though you can say that Peter did not fully obey, but just partially obey, even that, Peter was able to gain so much fish from that partial obedience.
这个彼得回到岸边的时候，他的反应是他扑倒在主耶稣脚前说，离开我，我是个罪人。
And so when Peter reached the bank, he said to the Lord, he fall down to the Lord like, depart from me, I'm a sinner.
那但是主却说他什么？你从前呢，从现在开始，你要得人如得鱼了。
But then the Lord said to him, from now you would be fisher of men.
那从那个时候开始，彼得就撇下一切所有的，跟从了耶稣。
And from then on, Peter left behind everything and followed the Lord.
所以你就知道，这 Rima 的话是远超过我们想象的有能力，而且是在人的身上有人解释不清楚的那个强大的工作。
And so Rima comes with real power, and it is something that's beyond the comprehension and understanding of man.
所以神说话就是神做过。
So when God speaks, God works.
啊，这里说神说要有光，就有光。
So when God said, "Let there be light," there was light.
然后第三个神工作的方法是神怎么看。啊，神看光是好的，神怎么看？
The third method is how God sees.
啊，就是我们今天在一个世界里面呢，是一个价值观还有许多方面都是混乱的情况底下。
Today in this world, the value system is all confused.
而且呢，这个每一种说法，他都可以讲出他觉得他站得住或者觉得他可以说服人的理由。
And every argument seems to be reasonable and that it can convince people to take its side.
但是呢，神说话或者神也把他的所看的呢是同时告诉人。
But when God speaks, he also shows man how he perceives things.
他有看为好或者他有看为不好。
There are things that God sees as good, and there are things that God sees as bad.
所以人不但要听见神说话，他还要看见这个神所看见的。
So not only do man have to listen to God, he should also see how God sees things.
如果人虽然是听着神的话，听见了神的话，但是人看不懂神所看为好的，或者神所看为不好的，那人还是没有办法接受神的工作。
So if man, even though he can hear God, but cannot see from God's perspective what is good and what is bad, that's still not enough.
所以这个听起来是蛮容易的，但事实上你能够把神看为好的，成为人也这样的看为好，其实它是一个不容易的过程。
It's easy to say this, but actually, this is not that simple for man to really see how God sees things, whether God sees as good or as bad.
那其实它是要关系到人的心窍能不能够被开启的那个达到被开启的那个程度。
Because this relates to whether inner knowledge can be opened by God.
啊，像这里看哈，他说这是希伯来书第五章从十二节看起好了。看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了 那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
So in Hebrews 5:12 it says, For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have again need that one should teach you what are the elements of the beginning of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of solid food.
凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
For everyone that partakes of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹。
For solid food belongs to full-grown men who, on account of habit, have their senses exercised for distinguishing both good and evil.
所以要能够看，能够接受神看为好的，成为自己所看为好的，或者说是神看为不好的，那我们也跟神同样的这样的认定，那是不好的。
So in order for us to see what God sees and accept that whether it's good or evil,
那这里就是什么？要熟练神看为对的这个话，仁义的道理其实就是神看为对的话。
Then one has to be skilled in the word of righteousness.
而且呢，这里面是影响到人的心啊，所以他的心窍要习练得通达。所以他是这是经过一个反复的一个这个操练或者反复的认知，这个才能够达到的。
And this concerns the heart of man, and it requires man to exercise his senses to have this distinguishing of good and evil.
所以最后什么他就能产生分辨，什么是好或者什么是不好。
And the result, end result is that distinguishing of good or evil.
所以我们如果能够得到神怎么看，我们能够顺着神所看的，那能够接受神所看的，这是神在我们身上那个丰富的工作的一个果效。
And so if we can see what God sees and accept what God sees,This is the result of God's full work in us.
然后这是第四个。第五个工作呢，方法是神怎么称。这个称呢，也可以说是一个呼召，或者说是什么宣告。
And the fifth one is, God, how God proclaim or call.
他也可以说神定义。神，你知道这个，你看哈，神这个白天跟黑夜是什么？是神定义的，并不是人定义的。
Or how God ordained, because like day and night are ordained by God, not men.
所以在受造之物所需要的一些最基本的东西，它的定义其实都是从神来的。
So in the most basic thing that created beings need,It comes from God, how God ordained it.
今天我们是在一个人人都喜欢下定义的一个环境底下，所以一个东西呢，可以在不同人他可以给他下不同的定义。
So today, a lot of people want to define things, and they can define things under different circumstances in different ways.
但是呢，如果我们是被神恢复的话，我们应该是回到神起初是怎么定义的。
But if we are under the recovery work of God, then we go back to how God defined things, how God ordained things.
或者说是我们会去认识神是怎么呼召的，或者神是怎么宣告的，我们应该是回到最起初神是怎么带领的那一方面。
So we will go back to the beginning as to how God called out things, how God proclaimed things.
好，那另外一个工作的这个方法就是神做工，造成做工。
Another aspect is God works, God creates.
其实这里呢，在创世纪第一章、第二章呢，神用他这个神做工哈，或者神创造，用了四个方面的词。
In Genesis 1, how God creates and how God works, there are four words used here.
那刚才我们看的那个以赛亚45章呢，第18节呢，出现了三个字。
The book of Isaiah, the verse that we read, there were three words mentioned there.
你看好，第一个是神创造，这个创造是使无变为有的那个创造。
So, first word is God created from nothing, to something coming out.
然后呢，另外一个就是现在刚我们在创世纪第一章看到的，就是那个，这是做工，这是从一个有的做成另外一个有的。
That is already there, that God has already done to in another form, like formed in another thing.
那第三个字呢，就是像那个窑匠他做器皿啊，用泥巴这个经过这个窑匠的这个制作的过程，做成一个器皿，这是一个磨造的过程。
And the third word is the molding.Like how a potter would mold the clay into a vessel.
所以这里看到神在物质上的创造，他至少他从事这三方面的工作。
In his physical creation, there's these three aspects that's mentioned.
那这个在创世纪第二章呢，还有另外一个字就是就是。为亚当造夏娃，从亚当身上取出肋骨，造成一个女人，就是从这个用这个肋骨把她建造成为一个女人。
And then in chapter 2, it talks about how God made man out of woman.
所以这也是讲到神借着主耶稣基督，他儿子耶稣基督被钉在十字架上，从他肋旁流出血汗水出来。那神呢，也借着这个呢，产生了教会。
So this refers to how the Lord, when he was pierced, blood and water came out, and how that led to the building, making of the church.
所以这里讲到就是说，神做其实呢，神的工作，神创造或者神做工的工作是非常丰富的。
So this, you can see from here, it speaks of how abundant and full is this creation work of the Lord.
就讲到说那个使无变为有的创造，今天神仍然在做这件事情。
So how God create from nothing to something, God is still doing it today.
如果我们读那个以弗所书第二章的话，就是我们是在基督耶稣里造成的。
It speaks of how we are created in Christ Jesus in Ephesians 2.
那个造成呢，就是使物变为有的创造。
And that creation is from nothing to something.
所以今天我们能够与基督同复活、同死、同埋葬、同复活、同坐在天上，这里就是有一个全新的创造在里面。
So today, how we die with Christ, we are buried with Christ, how we are resurrected with Christ, and how we ascended with Christ, speaks of the work of God.
那这里讲了在以弗所书第二章第十节是讲到个人的层面，但是十一节以后讲到的是团体的层面。
So the first talks about the individual, angle, after verse 11 talks about the corporate.
你看14节15节哈，他说因他是我们的和，使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
In verse 14, it says, for he is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of enclosure.
而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个，如此便成就了和睦。
Having annulled the enmity in his flesh, the law of commandments in ordinances, that he might form the two in himself into one new man, making peace.
所以这里讲到，神今天在教会里面，在圣徒当中有他团体的新造的这一个全新创造的一个工作。
So God is doing this new creation in this corporate, this the church.
好，那我们再回到这个神工作的方法啊。那神呢，另外一个工作的方法就是他要招聚。
Another method of God working is to gather.
啊，在这个创世纪第一章呢，它是把水聚在一起。
In Genesis 1, you see how God gathered the water together.
那今天呢，主在我们身上呢，主也做他这个招聚的工作。
And today in us, the Lord is also doing that gathering work.
好，对不起哈，我这个软体现在需要重新把它开一下，它现在有点故障。
Just excuse me for rebooting.
好，那我们刚才讲到的他这个神呢，他要招聚的工作啊。
We mentioned how God is doing his gathering work.
那今天神是借着他的儿子耶稣基督被钉十字架做招聚的工作。
And today through the work of the Lord on the cross, he's doing this gathering work.
所以当主被钉在十字架上的时候，他呢他说主被举起来，他就吸引万人归向他。
When our Lord was crucified, this is how when he was lifted up, he gathered all to himself.
对，主也使得怎么样，主也使得这个天上地上一切所有都在基督里面同归于一。
And also how the Lord, gather into one everything that is on earth and in heaven.
那所以今天主把我们聚在什么地方，跟什么圣徒在一起，其实这是神招聚的工作。
And so today, where God put us and gather us together with the saints, this is how God is working.
所以这是神他这个奇妙的工作。
This is a wonderful work of the Lord.
那另外一个神的工作呢，就是神使生命能够产生生命的活动，是生命，然后赐给生命又产生生命的活动。
And another way God works is to give life and also to have activity of life.
所以不管是植物的生命、动物的生命、水中的生命、空中的生命、地上的生命，都是从神那里给出来的，而且神也给他们那个预备生命的活动。
Whether it's plant life, animal life, life in the air, life in the water, all life comes from the Lord, and the Lord also provide that activity of life.
那今天我们这个蒙恩得救，得着这个基督的生命，是从神那里来的。
Today, when we're saved by grace,We have this life of Christ, and it's from the Lord.
对，当我们接受主耶稣做我们救主的时候，他就同时在我们身上把那个新造的生命，或者复活的生命、属天的生命赐给了我们。
So when we accepted the Lord Jesus as our Lord and Savior, He gave us that life, that's the resurrected life, His life.
那另外一个呢？神的工作神是神把光体放在天空中。
Another work of the Lord is He put lights in the heavens.
这个光体呢，它放在天空中呢，它有至少有三方面的特别的意义。
There are three significant meanings in putting this light in the heavens.
那第一个方面来讲的话，是使时间呢产生它的意义和功用。
Through time, it shows its meaning and purpose.
所以我们的时间怎么分？他说，这光体放在空中呢，所以是可以什么分昼夜、做记号、定节令、日子、年岁。
Because of that light in heaven, you know, there's season, there's time, from signs or signs and season, days and years.
所以如果我们能够跟神有一个对的关系的话，我们的这个虚空的日子呢，会变成有意义的日子，或变成会被，或者我们的今天在时间当中的这个生活呢，神会把我们带进到他永远性质的那样的时间的意义里面去。
So if we have a good, a real relationship with the Lord, then He will bring us from the time today into a meaningful time in Him.
那这个光体放在空中呢，它第二面的意思，第二面的功用或意思呢，就是它可以产生生命的活动。
The second thing of putting this light in the heaven is to create activity of life.
那如果是从植物来看的话，就是光合作用。
If you look at plant, there's the process of photosynthesis.
那这我们都读过啊，你有光合作用的话，它是可以甚至胜过死亡的。
We know from photosynthesis that this can overcome death.
而且它那个能够有光合作用的一个环境底下，它呢不怕受到限制，不怕它呢会经过光合作用呢，它呢仍然是可以继续生存的。
And through the process of photosynthesis, a plant can continue to live.
所以呢，这是在植物身上，那你发现在人身上呢，如果这个人跟神跟主耶稣的关系是活泼新鲜的。
And that's for plant, but for a man, if this man has a relationship with our Lord Jesus, and that relationship is the right relationship.
如果我们跟主的关系是新鲜的，即使是把我们放在一个痛苦的环境，黑暗的环境，没有希望的环境，但是主是我们的光，主就叫我们从他那里得到这个生命的扶持，得到生命的得胜，得到生命的供应。
So if that relationship with the Lord is fresh, then from that, in spite of our circumstance, we can still have that that living that's full of life in the Lord.
其实基督徒哈，得救是圣徒，并不是天天都是在一个顺利的环境底下。
You know that Christians, even though after we're saved, we're not going to be in a smooth sailing condition every day.
甚至可以说呢，如果我们越是向主有心，越是愿意照主的旨意去生活，去侍奉主。
Actually, if we have a heart for the Lord and we want to pursue the Lord in His own way and really serve Him in the way the Lord wants,
那你遇到困难或者遇到极端的艰难的机会，比这个世人或者比不是这样活在神面前的基督徒呢，要更多更有机会。
The chances of you encountering difficulties and hardship probably might be even higher than non-believers or other believers who are not really pursuing.
但是呢，如果这个在这样环境的人，这个宝座是向他是敞开的，主在他主呢对他是一个活的关系。
But for such a person, the throne is open to this person, and this relationship is a living one.
你就看到呢，他虽然是被放在受苦黑暗的环境中，但是呢，他却是里面是蛮有光的。
So even though he is in a situation that seems dark and difficult, but actually he is in the light.
从外面的环境来看的话，他应该是很软弱，或者说是叫人觉得这个不羡慕的。
Outwardly, he would look weak and something that's not desired of men.
但是呢，他却是呢，因着光给有光合作用，所以呢，他呢，就是能够，他就是里面的人反而刚强起来。
But then, because he sees light, just like the process of photosynthesis, his inner man is strengthened.
所以这个光普照在地上，这是一件神的工作。
So this light on earth is the work of God.
那然后呢，神把光体放在空中呢，还有另外一件事，就大的管昼，小的管夜。
Another thing, when God put lights in the heavens, it says the great light ruled the day and the small light ruled the night.
所以也就是说，这里有一个特别的原则，就是天管理地的原则。
There's this principle that's shown here that it's the heavens that rule the earth.
我是对这样的话呢是印象很深刻。
I have a deep impression with regard to this word here.
因为我在没有得救以前呢，我是认为人定胜天的。
Because before I was saved, I feel that man can rule the sky.
但是呢，神在许多的工作当中呢，在我还没有清楚得救的时候，我已经发现了是天在管地。
But through God's word, even before I was saved, I slowly was able to realize that really it's the heavens that rule the earth.
因为等到我读到圣经呢，像看到这样的话的时候，我的心是完全的被跟他呼应的。
Because when I read of this verse in the Bible, my heart was one with this word.
所以天管地是神在工作。
So when the heaven rules the earth, it is God who's working.
那当然了，神在人身上这些许许多多的工作或者在各方面的工作，他所带出来的是要得着那个有征服受造之物的这个气。
And all this working of the Lord in various aspects is to bring out the dominion that was originally intended.
那另外来讲的话呢，就是祝福是出自于神的。
And another thing is blessing comes from God.
那还有这个祝福呢，如果你是被神带到能够管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上的走兽，或者说是能够治理这地的这个情形呢，是一个蒙福的，是一个得祝福的一个事实，或者一个得祝福的结果。
So when man can truly have dominion and subdue the earth, then this is the condition that is blessed that you have attained God's blessing.
所以我们讲到祝福，我们需要神启示我们什么样的情形，在神看来才是一个得祝福的情，才是祝福的事实。
We need to have this revelation from the Lord to know what does it mean, under what circumstance is true blessing.
我们可以用我们的方式来定义祝福，但是神他祝福的，他这里讲说，能够管理 海底的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的走兽，能够照着神的方式来治理这地，这是蒙祝福的。
We might have our own definition of blessedness, but here it speaks very clearly that the blessing from God means to be fruitful, multiply, to fill and subdue the earth, and have dominion over everything.
那我们看亚伯拉罕哈，他这个神呼召他的时候，在创世纪十二章第一到第三节哈。
In Genesis 12:1-3, when God called Abram,
耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。
And Jehovah had said to Abram, go out of thy land and from thy kindred, from thy father's house to the land that I will show thee.
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福。
And I will make of thee a great nation, and bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed.
所以这里看到怎么样？神呼召亚伯拉罕要把他做成国度，做成大国，这是一个蒙福的，这是他蒙祝福的一个实际。
God called Abraham and want to make him into a great nation. This is the reality of God's blessing to him.
所以我们蒙恩得救哈，得救是很不错的，但是在神面前得着祝福呢，是在天国里有份，这才是更。
It is true that it's very precious to be saved, but then the great blessing is really to be in the kingdom.
那你要带给别人祝福呢？就是你不但要成为得着国度的人，你也应当使那个得着你祝福的人呢，他也得着国度。
And so the great real blessing is if you can obtain the kingdom.And the person that you are helping or you're leading also can obtain the kingdom.
所以求主帮助我们啊，能够明白他祝福的重点在哪里。
And so may the Lord help us that we truly understand what it means that he to gain his blessing.
好，刚才我们看的都是神工作的方法。
A while ago we looked at the different ways of How God works.
那但是呢，他的方法会，他的工作会产生一些的结果，或者产生一些原则。
And this method of working will result in certain things.
那在第一章第四节他说，神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。
In chapter 1:4, it says that.God saw the light, it was good, and God divided between the light and the darkness.
所以这个神工作会产生一个结果，就是光明跟黑暗会分开的。
One result of God's work is light and darkness will be separated.
那第二个结果呢，就是使上下分开。空气以上的水跟空气以下的水分开。
The second is the waters above will be separated from the waters below.
所以这就说什么？神会神工作的结果，属天的跟属地的会产生分开。
And so there would be a division of what belongs to heaven, and what belongs to of the earth.
所以如果我们在神面前被神造神的工作在我们身上多的话。那我们这个人会向着天的，或者会过一个属天的生活的。
If the Lord has a lot of work in dealing with us, then we would be more of the heavens.
那这个地上的捆绑呢，会从我们身上脱落的。
And then the bondage of the earth and what is of the earth will fall away from us.
那第三个呢？就神把这个 水聚在一处，要把旱地露出来。其实这件事情呢，神是要在旱地上来产生生，不但是有生命，而且要带出丰盛的生命。
And here we see how God gathered the water so that the dry land will appear, because God wants to have this abundance in the land.
那也就是说，神要把生命跟死亡分开。
And this is separating death from life.
那第四来讲的话呢，就是神呢，这个设立光体啊。神要用天让这个被恢复的人能够有这个天管地的这个见证出现。
And this light in the heavens, God wants a person who has been recovered to be a testimony that indeed the heaven rule the earth.
那当这个生命产生的时候呢？生命是各从其类的。
And the life is diverse and it's according to its kind.
好，所以呢，神也让这各从其类能够显明出来。
And so God wants to show forth or manifest life after its kind.
那最后就是要带进来这个神那个把这个万物和这个地都归到神面前。
And the conclusion is to recover both heaven and earth to the Lord.
啊，我想可能我的时间应该已经是到了啊。那我只能交通第一章的部分，第二章的部分就先抱歉，暂时没有交通。
I think my time is up, so I'm just concluding here, having shared on chapter 1 of Genesis.
好，那我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们把这些话带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring these words before you.
我们没有办法在这个有限的时间能够把它做非常详细的交通。
We cannot have an in-depth sharing on this word because of time constraint.
但是我们相信你圣灵可以做第一手启示的工作。
But may the Holy Spirit do the revelation work.First-hand.
在有限的时间当中没有办法详细说的，愿主智慧和启示的灵给我们第一手的启示。
May the spirit of wisdom and revelation give us the first-hand revelation.
愿你这恢复的工作不单是在宇宙的万物中，愿你恢复的工作在你的教会中是更透彻的，能够显明和完成。
That your work of recovery is not just in the universe, but more specifically, Lord, in your church, Lord.
我们把已经说出来的话交回到你的手中。
Lord, the words that have already been released, Lord, we give it back into your hand.
需要你启示，需要你给我们进一步带领的，我们也交回到你亲自圣灵的工作。
Lord, how we need your revelation and how we need your word of the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你，奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Thank you, Lord. In your precious name, Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen.